very good morning to our book reviewer, Melanie O'Loughlin from Unity Books Auckland. Morning, Melanie. Nice to see you.
Kia ora.
And the book is Memorial Drive by Natasha Trethewey, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet. Yes, this is memoir.
Memoir, yeah. And we were actually discussing this last night, what makes a memoir worthwhile. And, I mean, obviously it's got to be a remarkable story, but we sort of felt that the truth has to be told in a way that's almost too uncomfortable. And Natasha Trethewey, who is, as you said, a Pulitzer Prize winner, and a US poet laureate, her story really lends itself to those two things. She was born into a still segregated Mississippi. It was on the cusp of everything changing. Her mother was black and her father was white. And her childhood was filled with stories and love, and she was surrounded by aunts and uncles and grandparents until about the age of six, her parents divorce, and she moves with her mother to Atlanta, which was then sort of known as the black capital of the South. Still, everything's fine. Natasha's mother is like the sun to her, and she always moves around her mother for warmth. But into this comes Man, an eventual stepfather and a troubled Vietnam vet. And this man, Joel, will later go on to shoot her mother dead outside their apartment in Memorial Drive. And yeah, and her mother is just 40 years old at the time. And wisely, this is where the book begins, as Natasha Trethewey ponders this unspeakable act of violence. And really, the memoir is a search to make meaning out of this, out of the meaningless, the senseless thing. She was only 19 when that happened. She was in her first year at university, just finishing her exams, and was pulled out. And she writes that the woman who walked through a line of television and newspapers reporters into her mother's apartment and shuts the door, that person who comes out 3 hours later is absolutely a different person. Yeah. Mm. And it's sentences like that that just struck me, and it really burrows in. It absolutely does, her courage. But so she, nearly 30 years later, she takes up a job in Atlanta, a teaching position, and she realises she's going to have to face her past and stop taking detours around all these memorials, these reminders of her life. Also combined with winning the prize, she keeps seeing her mother's story just in, reduced to one sentence, and she wants to reanimate her and bring back her spirit. So wisely, also, she's just really wise. She cuts the book into two parts, and the first is her stories of her mixed-race childhood and her sort of happy childhood in Mississippi, and everyone coming out of the effects of slavery, contrasted with moving to Atlanta and this controlling man, who stepfather, whose idea of punishment was when she didn't make her bed properly or something, he would make her pack her bags, pack a little suitcase, and take her and drive around the neighbourhood looking for a children's home to drop her off in. So that was the kind of thing. And she's done a lot of reflection. You really get the sense of that. She doesn't portray herself or her mother as a victim. She's got a good long way of looking back. And I thought that this first part really shows the complexity and when family love each other and how they keep the silence, how she kept the silence, her mother kept the silence of this violence. And she doesn't tell you, but she just shows you how it's done. And she also goes from her adult self to her child self, which stops it from being too harrowing, and lends a sense of hope. But part two, totally different. She really gets to the act itself, and that is a chance kicked off by a chance meeting with someone in Atlanta who gives her a trove of legal documents about her mother. And she lays these out with surgical precision. You've got witness statements, you've got most incredible to read is the recordings that the district attorney was doing of her mother's phone conversations with Joel in order to get another restraining order. And there you can just see the crazy logic of a man trying to pressure a woman to stay with him, stay with him, stay with him. And it's hard to read, but it's also really, there's such truth in it. She worried that people would think she was lazy putting these documents in, but I think they make us a witness and also us kind of a judge. It's a true act of courage. And Lorca, she quotes Lorca in there, in trying to heal the wound that cannot be healed, that cannot heal. And he says that in trying to heal that wound lies the strangest. And I really feel that Natasha Trethewey does find that. She finds meaning in her mother's death. It's not senseless. And this book is, I thought, an act of courage, but also a really fitting memorial to her mother.
How does it... Please excuse me. How does it work in form then? Does the introduction of these documents almost give a documentary feel to it? And again, there's less explaining and more you find yourself walking through this experience that she's had vicariously.
Yes, and so there are some documents, but then she's a master of cutting, she'll just put in this little bit of information that you don't know. I don't want to give it away,
sure.
You don't know in the part one, and you're like,
which gives it a documentary feel again, doesn't it?
And a little bit like, you know, I think, is it like those Netflix ones, The Staircase or whatever, when they're uncovering a crime and it uncovers more and more and more.
However, this is A, deeply personal, and B, penned by a poet. And when you look at it in its whole as an act of writing, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as part, all memoir, and just like a mirror, she is holding up a mirror to her mother and her life and to their journey.
For something so emotional, and as you said, life-changing, does she dwell on that? Does she tell us what she's going through? Or again, does she let us get there through reading what her experience?
I felt that she, this book took 7 years, so when she moved to Atlanta, she thought, I'm going to have to write this, and it took her 7 years. And I feel that 7 years was well spent, because like Joan Didion's The Year of Magical Thinking, where there's no self-pity, it's not mawkish or, you do not hear of her crying in rooms at all. She really keeps it on. And she also weaves in, I think the thing I haven't mentioned is she weaves in the slavery, because Memorial Drive has a Confederate statue looking down on them. So there's that as well.
Overall, you sound like you've enjoyed it. You're highly recommending it.
I would.
Thank you very much, Melanie O'Loughlin of Unity Books Auckland. She's reviewed Memorial Drive by Natasha Trethewey, best known as a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, but this is a quite extraordinary memoir. It's published by Bloomsbury and the price is $30.